You're listening to SBS News.
Big serve down the tee, and Dylan does the double. Alcott adds singles gold to his double success 24 hours ago. He's the undisputed king of men's quad tennis.
That's Dylan Alcott taking his second gold medal in Rio's 2016 Paralympics against Andy Labthorne from Great Britain, securing his place in Paralympics history. This year, he became the first male tennis player to complete the Golden Slam, singles title wins at each of the four Grand Slam events, the Australian, French and US Opens and Wimbledon, plus gold in either the Olympics or Paralympics in the same calendar year. For Alcott, gold came in the quad wheelchair singles finals at the Tokyo Paralympics in September.
To be honest, off the court, being a good tennis player is probably my 32nd priority in my life, if I'm honest. Being a good person is number one, a good partner to my partner Chantel, a good family member, a good mate, and the work, you know, my real purpose is changing perception so people with disability can live the lives they deserve to live, and I feel like I'm coming to nearing the end of what I want to do in tennis.
Alcott was born in Melbourne in 1990 with a tumour wrapped around his spinal cord. Doctors operated to remove it, but it left him with paraplegia. He started playing wheelchair tennis as a boy and quickly rose up the world rankings. In 2004, aged 14, he took up wheelchair basketball and made his debut in the Australian men's national wheelchair basketball team, the Rollers, 2 years later. He went on to win gold with the Rollers at the 2008 Summer Paralympics in Beijing, before returning to wheelchair tennis in 2014, culminating in his Golden Slam this year.
I still can't believe it, to be honest. The year's been incredible, and to be honest, I'm just really grateful that I had the opportunity to do it. There are people lining up at Centrelink, people have, you know, lost their jobs, lost loved ones, not travelled, and I've got to go away and do my job. So I kept reminding myself that when the times were tough. But now that I've done it, the Golden Slam, I still can't really believe it. To not have a bad day all year was hard work, but it wasn't me, it was we. It was my team, everybody at GSA, my family, my loved ones, everybody has bought into my journey across, you know, almost 20 years now playing sports, so I really can't believe that we did it, to be honest. But yeah, I'm obviously really proud.
GSA is Alcott's startup company, Get Skilled Access, a team of expert consultants with real-life disability experience. They aim to work collaboratively to give organisations confidence to make better, inclusive decisions, with an ultimate aim of improving accessibility and inclusion for anyone and everyone. GSA has now launched a new six-month program called Wild Collective.
One thing especially the women were talking about was the lack of opportunity in leadership positions for women generally, but especially for a lot of our Paralympians and elite athletes who come out of sport. They haven't had the opportunities that they have to work. However, they've got all these incredible skills about what they've learned via working through sport and working in teams and things like that. So we created the Wild Collective program to help women with disability get leadership roles right across the country.
Leading the Wild Collective project is another Paralympian, Dr. Lisa Chaffee, but her relationship with Alcott goes a long way back.
I remember I was this fat kid with a really bad haircut, worse than my haircut at the moment, and she got me down, was playing basketball for the Dandenong Rangers, and she's a superstar, especially in my position. We have a similar disability classification, and Chaff's such a bloody legend, and not only was she great basketball, but she was an even better person, and what she's gone on to do as a woman and as a leader in what she does has been so impressive, and I'm so stoked that we actually hit her up at GSA and said, "Lisa, Chaff, come work for us, please." And she has been doing it, which has been awesome. So to reconnect has been special, but there's no better person to lead this program.
Dr. Chaffee represented Australia at the Athens Paralympics in 2004 in wheelchair basketball. But at the first training camp that took place after the Athens Games, she injured her elbow, putting an end to her sporting hopes. Part of the motivation for her involvement in Wild Collective comes from that experience.
Luckily, I was already an occupational therapist, so I could roll into a position as an official, as a wheelchair basketball classifier. But for other women without that professional background, that would be the end of the line. And there's many pathways for men. There seems to be they draw the men into coaching or into administration or into decision-making positions, but women don't seem to have that pathway. So when I joined Get Skilled Access, it seemed like a really great program to start developing. So the aims of the Wild Collective. We called it a collective on purpose because it's about a movement. It's about building a movement of women with skills that already had skills from their sporting field, but moving that into the boardrooms and the decision-making positions in sport, but also outside of sport too. So the purpose of the program is to get these 40 women that are either still competing or just finished competing at a high level and position them in organisations and in boards where they can use their leadership skills that they already have, but using it in a business world.
She says female athletes with a disability have already conquered challenges far harder than those faced in most businesses.
Being a female athlete is difficult, but being a female athlete with a disability is incredibly difficult. People don't expect very much of you. They have a low expectation of your skills, low expectation of your ability to interact with other people, and a low expectation of what you want from your life. So what we're trying to shift at Get Skilled Access is raise the expectations. Expect as much from people with disabilities as the rest of the community, because we have that much to offer.
And she's not going to forget when she first met the young Dylan Olcott.
Well, let's say young Dylan Olcott was charismatic, shall we say. No, he's a positive kid. He was great to coach. I remember the first coaching session, I was teaching him a move that I'd perfected over 10 years, and he turned around to me and perfected it even more within 30 seconds of playing it. So he was always striving for that little bit more. He was a bit of a challenge in terms of keeping him on track, but, you know, eventually we got him to do that. So, and right now I'm incredibly proud. The world of para sport is quite small. So we all bump into each other quite a lot, and it's very exciting to see how people have grown throughout their lives.
Today, that fat kid with the bad haircut has changed Australia's perception of disabled people and of the Paralympics. But Dylan Olcott isn't stopping there.
The reason I get out of bed is not to win gold medals and Grand Slams. It's to change perception so people like me, people with disabilities, get the opportunities they deserve. And one of the biggest things is that I see is a lack of opportunities in employment. So that's why we're doing what we're doing. And we're a for-purpose business who always, you know, put our best foot forward, pardon the pun, to do right by our community. And I'm never going to stop.
Alan Lee, SBS News.